This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we had a kind of crazy last few days. Had to take a family member to the ER. Was having this real bad back pain at first. And I'm like, oh, man, what did you do? Okay, you know, please. Were you lifting anything? Come on. And then, unfortunately, the pain started to be in the front. And I'm like, oh, sounded like gallbladder. And it was not for me. This was with my family member. I wanted to say, but just in case the family member's mad that I talk about it on air, I just have to at least, you know, I've got to say something. So what we're going to do is we're going to call this family member Q. Okay? Yeah, just like with the 007 movies. Okay, so Q, starting to have some right upper quadrant pain. But, you know, Q doesn't say that's what's going on. Q just says, it's my back. It's my back. So I'm like, all right, well, you know, I don't know. Why don't you put some moist heat on it, take a hot shower, maybe take a Soma, which is a muscle relaxant, take some anti-inflammatories, I don't know. Then Q goes, well, what if I throw up? If I throw up, maybe I'll feel better. And I go, but that can make your back pain worse. And I'm like, wait a second here. You want to throw up? Okay, that's not sounding to me like back pain. Now, first thing I thought of is when I had back pain and was vomiting, it was a kidney stone. So I'm like, all right, well, you know, do your kidneys hurt? How the hell am I supposed to know? Okay, well, calm down. Calm down. I don't know if throwing up will work. So Q goes, I want to throw up. Okay, are you nauseous? No, I just want to throw up and see if it helps. I'm like, okay, don't be having some bulimic episode on me now. Anyway, so throwing up provided some initial relief. All right, I'm like, okay, good. Okay, leave me alone. I got to go back to work. Then, unfortunately, you know, I think I got to throw up again. Okay, I'm like, you know what? I need to take you to the ER. Nah, I don't want to go to the ER. Okay, oh, my gosh, Q, you're such a dummy. Okay, can I? So I decide, you know what? Let me call around the ERs and make sure they take my insurance because I've done that where I've taken family members to the ER and they go, Dahlia, that wasn't even in my network. Now I have a big bill. So I call around, I find an ER that I really, really like, you know, in the hospital, and they took the insurance, and because now that I have new insurance, I don't know what the hell to do with it, right? And thank God we have insurance. And so, you know, in the meantime, here comes another throw-up. You know what? My tummy hurts. I'm like, okay, so let me come over, let me check it, let me see what the heck is going on. So I go over, I check it out, and I'm like, okay, that sounds to me like gallbladder. Okay, that's a Murphy sign. Now, by now, it's like already midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'm taking your butt to the hospital. Nah. Give me another half. I'm like, look, I got to go to bed. Okay, I got things to see and people to do. I'm a very, very busy girl. Let's just do this. Well, by the time I take Q to the hospital, and it was raining Saturday night. I live in Las Vegas. It was raining. Q's head was completely soaked. And I'm like, okay, something's going on here. So now, whenever I have somebody, right, who's really, really sweating, I think heart attack. So I bring them to the ER, and we go to Summerlin Emergency Room in Las Vegas. If you've ever been to Las Vegas, Summerlin ER, just phenomenal. So they get them back, and I go, look, you know, and again, me being a doctor, you know, they already know what they're doing. But here I am, you know, going, look, you know, diaphoretic, I'm maybe get an EKG. You know, I'm thinking it's, you know, he's got a McBurney's point. Okay, now that's where I went wrong. You see how even doctors need to shut the hell up and let other doctors do their job? Now it's late, I'm tired, and I'm calling it McBurney's point pain. McBurney's point means appendicitis. Q doesn't have an appendicitis, he has a gallbladder attack. So the doctor's like, McBurney, so he has appendicitis. I go, no, he's got gallstones. Why are you saying appendicitis? He took his visa to McBurney's. I got a visa to McBurney's and visa to Murphy's. Meanwhile, Q is like, I hurt. I'm like, shut the hell up. Okay, I need to prove that I know my medicine. Anyway, well, the nurses get the IV and lickety split, give him some Dilaudid. Yeah, I said him. Q's a Hugh. Q is E. And starts to feel better. Some nausea medicine first so it doesn't throw up. And then, of course, the gallbladder was all kind of sludgy and gallstones. And it was a biliary colic. Now, of course, Q doesn't want to have surgery on the gallbladder. Q's like, nah, you know what? I'll just continue my diet. I think the diet precipitated this. One thing that we have to be very, very careful of is Q has been, you know, trying to watch his weight. We all have. Even a rapid weight loss in 5-10 pounds could be enough to cause gallstones. So, losing weight is very helpful because gallstones are made of cholesterol. So if you could cut back on your fatty foods and your cholesterol foods, and we're going to be spending some more time talking about, you know, how to deal with gallbladder, et cetera, and gallstones. And, you know, just having some gallstones with no pain, well, we don't panic. No big deal. If you're not having pain, we just watch them. But once you start to go through some sort of this biliary colic where it comes in waves of pain, I don't think it was bad as a kidney stone, okay? I think a kidney stone is way worse than gallbladder colic. But gallbladder colic still hurts, or biliary colic. Problem is, once we know there's stones, once we know there's sludge, which is kind of, you know, if the cholesterol and stuff haven't precipitated to a stone, it'll be just kind of like muddy water type of thing, okay? Sludge, we call it. That stuff can try to pass, or little minutia parts can try to pass, and anything that gets into that biliary tree area from the liver and gallbladder down to the intestine, because that's what the liver does. It makes bile to help digest food. That could hurt like a witch. That could really, really hurt. So we're going to have a surgeon take a peek at Q. And ER was great. Again, kudos to Summerlin ER. You guys rock. Thank you for putting up with us. We were very fortunate that it also wasn't that busy. Everybody always asks, when is the best time to go to an emergency room? Well, when I was in ER, doc, the early morning, like the 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., was kind of quiet. And then that's when people start coming in because things happen in the middle of the night. Or it's very busy, like 11 o'clock midnight. But for some reason, us getting there around midnight, 1, worked out pretty good. Because, again, I don't want to, you know, mess with other people. You know, if it's somebody else is there, you know, Q could just be quiet for a little bit while the ER doc is dealing with other stuff. So kudos to Dr. Payne and the whole crew over there. So we're going to be talking about biliary colic, but we got Valentine's Day coming up. So if you didn't have abdominal pain yet, you're going to. Everybody hates Valentine's Day. So let me talk to you about some gifts you could get your lady or your man to get through this holiday unscathed. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877. Oh, we're having a little bit of sound issues. Hold on a second. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. All right. So, we got Valentine's Day coming up. One of my listeners actually likes it because he says he always gets, you know, rhymes with paid on Valentine's Day. Good for you, okay? But I think the rest of us aren't really excited about it at all. I'm married, and, you know, hubby's great. You know, he'll get me some chocolate, although I'm trying to diet, or he'll get me a big bear and all that. And you see, me, I don't like forced love. You know, I don't want him to feel like just because it's February 14th that you have to go and run and get me something. Unless, of course, a steak. I mean, if I want anything for Valentine's Day, it's a nice, juicy steak. But other than that, you know, don't run and get me something because you have to, because the whole world is celebrating Valentine's Day. So let's just quickly go through a little bit of history of Valentine's Day. This is always interesting, okay? Because it's kind of sad, I guess. All right, so apparently there's this mystery, all right, and it has a little bit of Christian and ancient Roman tradition. But Saint Valentine, there's been a lot of different theories of, you know, Saint Valentine and how he died and why he died, etc. They say the Catholic Church recognized at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentinus. Now, this is according to history.com, right? And one legend says that Valentine, was a priest who served under 3rd century in Rome when Emperor Claudius II decided that single men make better soldiers than those with wives and families. Apparently, they outlawed marriage for young men because they wanted young men to be soldiers and not just get hitched and get married. And they didn't want them being distracted, having a woman and a kid. So they outlawed marriage for young men. Valentine, or Valentine, realizing the injustice of the decree, defied Claudius and continued to form marriages for young lovers in secret. When Claudius found out what happened, he ordered that he be put to death. Now, this story suggests that he might have been killed because he was trying to help Christians escape harsh Roman prisons. And apparently they were often beaten and tortured back then. The Romans were really rough dudes, really, really bad. And then according to one legend, an imprisoned Valentine actually sent the first Valentine greeting himself after he fell in love with a young girl, possibly his jailer's daughter. So the young girl kept visiting him during the confinement. And before his death, it is alleged that he wrote her a letter signed "From Your Valentine," which is now used today. So we still don't know, you know, what exactly happened, but Valentine right now has become one of the most popular saints in England and France. And so they say Valentine's Day is celebrated in the middle of February to commemorate the anniversary of Valentine's death or burial, which they believe occurred around AD 270. Others claim that the Christian church may have decided to place St. Valentine's feast day in the middle of February in order to, quote-unquote, Christianize the celebration of Lupercalia. And I don't know much about this, but I guess February 15th, Lupercalia is a festival dedicated to Faunus, who was a Roman god of agriculture. So I don't know. Anyway, so to begin the festival, members of Luperci? It's probably Luperci. An order of Roman priests would gather at a sacred cave where the infants Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, were believed to have been cared for by a she-wolf, or Lupa. The priests would sacrifice a goat for fertility and a dog for purification. They then would strip the goat's hide into strips, dip them into sacrificial blood, and take to the streets, gently slapping both women and crop fields with the bloody goat hide. All right? So apparently Romans didn't dislike it. Well, I guess Roman women liked it because they thought it would make them more fertile in the coming year. And then according to legend, all the young women in the city would place their names in a big urn. The city's bachelors would each choose a name and become paired for the year with this chosen woman, and these matches often ended in marriage. So as you can see, it's starting to become more of a day of romance. So you go from the killing of Valentine to bloody goat hide smacking women in the face to Valentine's Day. So Lupercalia, or Lupercalia, survived the initial rise of Christianity, but then was outlawed. They said, look, guys, don't be smacking people, you know, in the face of blood. And then Pope Gelasius declared February 14th St. Valentine's Day at the end of the 5th century. During the Middle Ages, they said it was commonly believed in France and England that February 14th was the beginning of a bird's mating season. So then they were like, well, maybe Valentine's Day should be more of a day for the hibbity-dibbity. They said Valentine greetings existed back in the Middle Ages, though written Valentines didn't begin to appear until about 1400. I guess Charles, Duke of Orleans, wrote a poem in 1415. This is the oldest known Valentine to his wife when he was imprisoned in the Tower of London after his capture. And so now we have Valentine's Day greetings. By 17th century, it was celebrated in Great Britain. By the middle of the 18th, it was common for friends and lovers of all social classes to exchange small tokens of affection or handwritten notes. And by 1900, you started to see printed cards to replace the written letters. Then you also got cheaper postage rates, right? Allowing more Valentine's Day greetings to happen. And I guess Americans started it in the early 1700s. By the year 1840, that's when we started to sell mass-produced Valentines. And now 1 billion Valentine's Day cards are sent each year. This is the second largest card-sending holiday of the year. An estimated 2.6 billion cards are sent for Christmas. Women are the ones that purchase 85% of all Valentines. Now, this is a big holiday. A lot of money to be made. A lot of stuff that's pink and red. And, again, I prefer chocolate. So, what are you supposed to do? Well, it sounds like, you know, for some guys, okay, they like it, you know, but for the most, I think a lot of guys are like, okay, what am I supposed to do for my lady? And it's very, very difficult because a lot of women will compare what they got, younger women. Okay, us older women, we're like, oh, we don't care. You know, or we lie. Oh, yeah, my husband got me a diamond bracelet. You know, guys know my husband. He would have bought me a diamond bracelet. And I wouldn't even wear a diamond bracelet, right? I lose jewelry all the time. I lose earrings. I lose buttons. Please don't spend any kind of money like that we don't have on that. All right, so what are some things you could do if you don't have a lot of money when it comes to Valentine's Day? Well, Valentine's Day, if you really want to get your lady, and, you know, for guys, it's easy. You know, for guys, yeah, give them a day off. Let them do whatever the heck they want, you know, or give them sex. They're pretty happy with that. Okay, so guys are easy. But for ladies, it's kind of tough because you don't know what they're thinking. So one is be a little unpredictable. And I know everybody's like, nah, she's going to, you know, my woman doesn't like surprises. We do like good surprises. If we think that all you're going to do is come home with a bear or some chocolate, we're not going to be that excited. But if you come home, let's say, and say, honey, the night is yours. Whatever you want to do, you decide. I will take you to whatever restaurant. I will whatever you want. Well, you should have planned it out. You know, but what if it was the wrong choice? I want to make sure that you, whatever you want, I am going to make this happen. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool. And I think the lady's going to like that. They say you could also make her like a, take her favorite songs, put it together. See, women want to know that you put some time into their gift. Okay. So yeah, you don't want to walk into a house and you haven't planned anything. You know, maybe saying, look, I made reservations at half a dozen restaurants. Which one do you want? And I'll cancel the rest. You know, that kind of thing. They want to know that you put some effort and that you were thinking about Valentine's. Okay. So maybe get their favorite songs. Put a collection of songs together, make some quote-unquote mixtapes, even though it's kind of hard now because we don't use tape cassettes, but that kind of thing used to be pretty, pretty good, all right? You know, if you aren't really big on letter writing or card writing and all you do is communicate with her by text, maybe a card, maybe something handwritten, a cake, maybe something like that could be pretty cool. You know, little love notes, etc. You know, flowers are always beautiful. But for me, I never have my husband buy flowers because, you know, they die and, you know, it costs a lot of money. And, yeah, flowers are really, really cool. And, again, I kind of think what's the word for it? Where it's, you know, everybody sells flowers and go, here, your lady's going to want flowers. See, to me, I feel like it's forced. All right. But according to PTMoney.com, what about a potted plant? A plant that could be around year round. You have a little love note in there so she remembers that you love her year round. That could be pretty damn cool. All right. Edible flowers. I talk about do-it-yourself gift baskets all the time. Whatever makes her tick. Right? Think about what really makes her tick. What is she really into? Right. And then make her a basket of that kind of thing that she's into. You see? Right? And it shows you think about her. You care. It doesn't even have to be expensive. You could do a little scavenger hunt. Please don't have a condom as part of the scavenger hunt. All right. Picnics, movie nights. There's a variety of little things you could do. But, just, you know, make sure it looks like you put some thought into it, all right? It doesn't have to be expensive. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
You have haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this is some pretty scary stuff. California is preparing, Northern California, kind of middle to Northern California, preparing for a huge catastrophe. As many of you have heard, there is a fear that the Oroville Dam could collapse. It is, I believe, the tallest dam in America. And about 200,000 residents are fleeing right now amid fears that a 100-foot deep flood could stretch for about 40 miles. This is being reported by multiple news outlets. I'm reading mine here from Daily Mail. They say officials have been inspecting the nation's tallest dam since early, I think, yesterday in a desperate effort to stop a devastating 100-foot tsunami that could be unleashed. 200,000 people remain under evacuation orders across California despite the water levels dropping overnight. Concerned authorities warned in the worst-case scenario, a complete structural breakdown at the emergency spillway of the Oroville Dam could unleash a torrent of water that could engulf Oroville within an hour. They say the ensuing flood from the 770-foot dam would unfortunately catastrophically put the city of Oroville and several other low-lying communities along the Feather River under 100 feet of water. They say already 23,000 of the California National Guard have been put on standby to assist in the situation. They are saying this is not a drill. Federal and state officials rejected concerns. They say that the dam would be under threat from rain 12 years ago. They say here the potential disaster is a result of massive spikes in water levels because of the El Nino changes this year. There's been a lot of snow, a lot of heavy rain. Back east, as I believe, seen a nor'easter and snowstorms around Maine. West Texas is supposed to be getting, West Texas and New Mexico are supposed to get a flooded storm. So there's been a lot of moisture this year coming in. But from a Northern California perspective, it's been a lot of snow, a lot of rain. And they say after years of drought, this damage to the primary and emergency spillways at the dam is what they're now seeing. Officials first noticed a massive hole in the dam spillway last week. They said the dam was built between 1962 and 1968. You see the water coming in from the side. This is kind of crazy. They say the Oroville Dam is discharging water at a rate of 100,000 cubic feet per second over a spillway as an emergency measure. But it looks like the spillway is already at its saturated point. You also have Yuba City. That's about 40 miles away. They say it could take 12 hours for the water to reach Yuba City following the path of the Feather River. So I don't know if you've seen pictures of this, but this is some crazy stuff. They say the lake water flows over the emergency spillway, but at Lake Oroville, and let me see, I'm looking at some pictures now. I apologize. So, water levels have risen. The severe drought in the region has started to subside. And again, we have been very, very happy to see the rain. Okay, in my neck of the woods, I'm in southwest United States, and the drought is pretty scary. You know, we have Lake Mead, the largest man-made lake in America, and seeing the water levels drop scares us, okay? I mean, we have a big, huge city of close to 2 million people where I live, all right? We want to make sure we're still being able to access water from the Colorado and access the water that we need. Now, our water comes from the Colorado, so we get our water not so much from Feather River, which wouldn't reach us anyway, or Northern California. Whatever happens near Denver in the Rockies, that's what we benefit from. So if Denver gets some really good snowpacks, then we get our water. So, but Northern California has been helping most of the inland empire and most of, obviously, the lands throughout California, even though California shares off the Colorado as well. And so, they've definitely seen some relief. And as you've seen pictures over the last few years, it's been scary. They've had to water ration. You always see these pictures of these big stars having beautiful, fancy green gardens, right? And the gardens are well kept. And then you see the homes around, that's all brown. For us, our home, we have the fake grass. So we have just, desert landscaping and we have some fake grass in the backyard. And yes, I love real grass. I love real plants and foliage, but with our water crisis, there's only so much you could do. But now we're looking at people possibly losing their homes, possibly losing everything they've owned because of this. They say it's the first time that Lake Oroville lies 65 miles north of Sacramento, by the way. This is probably the first time it has faced such a potential devastating emergency. So last week, once they saw water levels climb, then once they found the damage in the main spillway, they told people to leave. So, all right. Yeah, I guess the last time the California National Guard had to be issued to come out with the 1992 riots. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. Pretty scary stuff. But we're looking at, you know, homes south of that, like Yuba City and Sutter County, Pennington, Chico. You know, these are, well, Chico's a little higher, so Chico may be okay if I remember. All right, but we'll keep you posted and, you know, praying for those dealing with this now. Couldn't even imagine having to get up and leave my home. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, a top surgeon and ex-husband of ABC News' chief women's health correspondent killed himself by leaping off the George Washington Bridge, as reported Sunday. Dr. Robert Ashton, 52 years old, was divorced from Dr. Jennifer Ashton, not to be mixed up with Aniston, Jennifer Ashton, 2 weeks ago. And he jumped from the span around 8:40 a.m. on Saturday. Guess the pair lived across the street from each other in Fort Lee, which is in the shadow of the bridge. We don't know why. Dr. Jennifer Ashton doesn't know what drove her ex to suicide, but she said his death should serve as a wake-up call to anyone with a loved one suffering from depression. He had been a thoracic surgery director at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx and chief thoracic surgeon at Hackensack University Medical Center. They say his body was recovered at Hazard Stock in the Palisades Park. This is, you know, people, I think, have a very, very false sense of who wouldn't be at risk of suicide and who would be. All right. As far as I'm concerned, every single person is at risk. All right. And don't just assume because somebody is a doctor, especially a chief of thoracic surgery, who obviously, you know, has, a pretty, you know, stable income, wouldn't be at risk. You know, there's a variety of things that go on when somebody, you know, thinks of suicide. And yes, drugs could be on board. Yeah, I mean, if somebody's under the influence, they're not going to think correctly. And I just don't get how people will let themselves be under the influence. I mean, your mind could be very dangerous. Your mind could tell you things that you don't want it to tell you. And it could even tell you to do these stupid things. Like, oh, you'll fly. You'll be fine. I mean, you know, don't mess with the brain. Just because your brain thinks clearly now, right, doesn't mean under the influence it's going to be very predictable. But not only is, you know, low economic stature, being unemployed, history of depression, you know, puts you at risk for suicide, but, you know, a new stress in your life, okay, no matter where you are or what you're doing, a new stress in your life could be enough to make you go and decide to do that. And so a breakup, people are like, oh, you know what, my kids are fine. They have their own bedroom. Right. They have access to an iPad. They have it much better than I had as a kid. My kid is fine. Your kid gets rejected at school or something happens where somebody saw their underwear. They could be so embarrassed and think their life is over. You got to keep an eye on any family members that have had new stressors, just like losing a spouse. Right. Whenever somebody, you know, is widowed, watch them because they may say, look, you know, I can't live a life alone. I don't want to be on this earth anymore. When people decide that they don't want to be on this earth anymore, either under the influence or not under the influence, all right, they're not going to be loud about it. They're not going to say, hey, guys, I think I'm going to check out. See ya. They're going to be quiet. They're going to tell everybody look, I'm fine because they want to continue with their plan. So it's very, very frightening. And just, you know, whenever there's a big stressor and you might not think it's big to you, it could be big to that person. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Dahlia Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you drive to Las Vegas from Los Angeles. And when you do, you notice that there is a place called Speed Vegas. You see the ads, right? And you're like, okay, wait a second here. And you see Ferraris, you see Lamborghinis, and basically you get to drive these cars. It's this motorsports complex. Very, very cool. Actually, it's, you also see the ads, even on the I-15, I apologize, you see them all over the place. Anyway, unfortunately, two men were killed in a fiery crash after the Lamborghini smashed and burst into flames. A client at Speed Vegas was driving a white Lamborghini, and the instructor was in the passenger seat. The driver lost control of the car, and it spun out. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the car crashed into a barrier wall and burst into flames. Police said the male client was in his 30s, and the instructor was in his late 50s. This is horrible. The crash occurred around 1:30 p.m., and as of Sunday night, the victims' names have not been released. I went to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We still don't have the names of those, and understandably so. It's living here in Vegas. You know, you want to know, obviously, somebody you knew. Authorities believe the victims died upon impact when the driver lost control of the vehicle at the curve. According to the company's website, there are 12 challenging curves at the 1.5-mile complex. Co-founder and CEO of Speed Vegas, Aaron Fessler, released a statement expressing the company's heartfelt sympathy to the victims' families. They said, today an accident on the track results in the deaths of a Speed Vegas employee and a customer. We are fully cooperating with investigators at this time. It's a shame. You know, the concept, you know, of you being able to drive, you know, a car that you would never be able to afford or go into. I mean, me, like, my dream car is a Lamborghini. Absolutely, hands down. Anytime my kids go, Mom, if you ever won the lottery, what car would you want? I mean, I've had a Jeep. Jeep was always my dream car. So I've had a Jeep. We still have a Jeep. So I'm good there. But if I, you know, oh my God, it'd definitely be a Lambo. I love, you know, so, you know, my family has seen this Speed Vegas going, okay, we gotta go there once, And, you know, you see the cars go around and they're definitely at high speeds. You don't think they're going at that kind of speed when you see them from the highway. But you're like, it's just, oh, the adrenaline. It's something that I've always wanted to do. But I've always wondered, if you're the one driving behind the wheel, okay, how does the instructor control the car? Or if you are high at the time, or if something goes wrong. Because if you aren't used to driving a car, for example, some of these cars, they're able to be, driven about 140 miles per hour. So if you're not used to driving like that and you don't know how to deal with the turns and this isn't a car that's yours, I mean, I've been very nervous watching this going, okay, you know, what if somebody loses control? And, you know, and you can't bumper up, you know, and you can't put enough bumpers and padding along the track to provide enough. I mean, you've seen race cars. Again, we have a speedway. So it's unclear what speed the victims were traveling. They say Speed Vegas is a $30 million complex that allows locals and tourists to drive luxury Lamborghinis, among other vehicles, around the track. It opened in April 2016, has an event center, restaurant, lounge. So obviously it's being investigated now. And it's a shame. It's just, you know, somebody was having fun and two men die. Crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, speaking about crazy, Louisville police, all right, Louisville, Kentucky, have said they have had 52 overdose calls in a 32-hour period, all right, and most of these overdoses were heroin. And they say the heroin overdoses are happening behind the wheel. One driver crashed into another car while overdosing last week. They said when police found the passenger, he was already dead from drug use. They say this is a scene officials say is becoming too common. Nationwide, as you know, spikes in overdose, opioid overdoses is being blamed on certain pain relievers often given to cancer patients. Louisville police said it's too early to tell if that's behind the overdoses in their region. All right, we are going to see, mark my words, we are going to see more and more and more heroin overdoses. This is so frightening. As it's twofold, okay? We have a couple issues going on. One is narcotics became, it was realized that narcotics were an easy, legal high. So people became addicted to prescription narcotics. Prescription narcotics don't cut it anymore. They don't give you the high that you need. So what ends up happening is you need to go stronger and stronger, and heroin obviously is one of the strongest narcotics out there. Okay? Then what happened is narcotics became less easy to get. It's a lot more difficult to now get narcotics. All right? But it's getting more easy to get heroin. So rather than a legal prescription and your name going into a computer and it, you know, having the potential to become public, even though it's supposed to be, you know, private, you know, your medical records. But now you're asking for a narcotic. Your name is not only in the doctor's database and the EHR, the electronic medical records, but you're also with the state. All right, and the DEA and the Controlled Substances Board. So unfortunately, many agencies could have your name, what you purchase, what you're on. People want that privacy, okay? Especially if the medicine's not even giving them the high that they want. These are for people that are taking it now because they're high or addicted. We're not talking about people who are, you know, having acute pain or people who are trying to handle their chronic pain through a prescription path. Right? But many people with chronic pain may turn to heroin as well. So if heroin starts to become easier to get and it gives you more bang for your buck, we're going to see more and more people go for that. And unfortunately, it's very, very deadly. We talked about how people die. It causes respiratory depression. So you end up not having the reflexes to induce your breath. And so you're breathing, your breathing reflexes. And so you could very easily stop breathing. Then you become hypoxic and die. So respiratory depression, one sign of it also with opioid overdose is the pupils are really, really constricted. And so we try to give naltrexone in the ER where we try to reverse the narcotic saturation of your mood receptors and to try to allow your own respiratory drive to kick in again. Sometimes we have to put you on respiratory support. The naltrexone is very effective, but sometimes we need to do it again. You know, one sometimes isn't enough. But with heroin and these overdoses that we're seeing more and more on the rise, the more we restrict prescription pills in the short term, we're going to see a rise in heroin use. I'm telling you that right now. Now, in the long run, yes, all these restrictions are stopping doctors from prescribing pain medications. Absolutely. We're having less doctors prescribe them. We're even seeing pain specialists say, no, I can't tell you how many of my listeners said their pain doctor won't manage their pain anymore. They won't write their pain medications anymore. The pain doctors, you know, one, they don't want to get in trouble with the board, right? Because, and, you know, they've been writing prescriptions of about 120 pills, managing the pain, because you can't just give a few pills. I mean, you have to make sure that before they go into pain, they take the medication to prevent the pain from coming on. Right? But, you know, why take all the risk? And many pain specialists are now just wanting to be interventionalists where they do the procedures. And so people wanting chronic pain medicine, like we had a listener last week say, my pain doctor said go back to my family doctor, but my family doctor won't write the medication. So where do you think these people are going to go? They're going to go black market. I mean, when you're in pain, that's miserable. Whether it's a headache, whether it's back pain, whether it's, you know, knee, chronic arthritis. So unfortunately, we're going to see more of this. Now, marijuana prices are very interesting. We're hearing the marijuana prices are plunging. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite.
These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.